from KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
On a Monday night, we welcome you in. It's time for a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. Not going to lie to you, we got a lot to do in a very short amount of time because we're done early today for SLU basketball. They're going to play Quinnipiac this evening. Some breaking news courtesy of Tamar Scher and Tom Ackerman, who will be on the call on the TV side tonight on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Robbie Avila, active. Playing tonight for the Billikens. Big news as he's going to play at Chaffetz Arena this evening. That's going to be awesome to be able to listen to. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr., they've got the call of the game, 6:45 for pregame, 7 o'clock for tip-off, and that's why we are so hurried, because we don't have a lot of time to talk about the huge news that came down over the last couple days, that the Blues made a coaching change. Jim Montgomery coaching the Blues tonight after Drew Bannister was let go. This program tomorrow, we got a full two-hour program. We're going to have lots of times to really delve into this more and take your phone calls and text messages and tweets. Want to spend the program today, though, really listening in to some of the things that both Jim Montgomery and Doug Armstrong had to say. And you know what? Let's just start with this, because this was, I think, the coolest thing that Montgomery said today. He met with the media in New York this morning, his first media briefing since being named the head coach of the Blues. And he was asked about the identity that he wants his teams to play with, and he connected it to the city of St. Louis. And you're going to hear this, and I think this is kind of a microcosm of why so many people are excited about Jim Montgomery becoming the new head coach of the Blues.
The Blues fans are incredible, they're a blue-collar town, and they want to see a blue-collar team. And that's the most important thing that we got to establish, is being a blue-collar team that the city and fans are proud of. Whether it goes back to, you know, Plagers, through Kelly Chase, you go through Al MacInnis, you go all through the players, Bernie Federico. There's so many that have stayed in St. Louis. They're part of the fiber of the culture, and that's what it means to be a Blue.
Absolutely love that from Jim Montgomery. Just wanted to start with that today, because it is great to be able to listen to him say those type of things. He made it very clear he is excited to be the head coach of the Blues.
How excited I am, my family is, to be back in St. Louis. But for me, this decision was about people. I've always believed you align yourself with good people and people that you believe in. And for me, with Tom Stillman and the ownership group, it starts right there. Appreciate their confidence and their vision. And then Doug Armstrong is someone that obviously was really important to my second chance. And then also, I think he's elite at what he does. His vision, his plan for how the Blues are going to become an elite and consistently an elite team again is something that I want to align myself with. And then, you know, the people under him, and, you know, from the business hockey operations side of things, you know, the Scott Mellenbees, Alex Steen, who's an incredibly bright mind that I love talking hockey with. Al MacInnis, you know, and there's Hall of Famers in and around everywhere. And then I talk about the staff. Like, I've worked with the staff before, like the majority of it. And I know how invested they are. And it's great to come to the rink with people that are trying to push the players to be the best version they can be. And that's the last thing, is the people in this room. I've worked with over half this lineup already, and I know how committed they are to playing the right way and the type of people they are. So for me, this was a no-brainer to be able to come back home and be a Blue again.
Much more from Jim Montgomery coming up in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Crazy. There's no other word for it. A lot of emotions, and that's like, I'm a firm believer when one door closes, another one opens if you do the right thing. And it's about your relationships in life, you know. Ultimately, that's at the end of the day, when we're all done and retired and we're not fortunate enough and privileged enough to be in NHL buildings again, it's the relationships you have in your life.
That's Jim Montgomery, as he is the new head coach of the St. Louis Blues. Continuing to listen in to him tomorrow on the program. We'll spend a lot of time talking through it, giving you the opportunity to share your thoughts. We'll hear from Doug Armstrong in our next segment. I want to play a couple more things for you from Montgomery, though, before we wrap up that part of the program. You know, he was with this team previously as an assistant coach. A lot of those players are still around. He says that he's in a really good place with this organization, thanks in large part because of that familiarity.
I think it gives me a tremendous head start, because there's been hard talks, there's been a lot of good memories. We did a lot of good things. And watching the growth of all of these individuals, you know, Shen was an assistant, now he's a captain. Pareko and Falk was not an assistant when I was here. And now Robbie Thomas is wearing a letter. The relationships I have with Kairou and Buchnevich, you know, skilled guys that think the game at a high level, that compete, you know, those are things I'm looking forward to continuing. And we got a tremendous goaltender and a great young goalie that I had the fortune of doing shootouts with when I was doing skill work at the end of practice. So there's just a lot of, to go to your meeting part, there was naturally a lot of smiles between us because of what we've been through before. We've been through a lot of wars together already.
So the big question now is, can he lead this team to the playoffs? Because the playoffs was something this team thought they could be going into this season. It's a very legitimate question, but he makes it clear that he's really focused on just getting better on an everyday basis and not really looking that far out.
I'm a process-oriented coach. So in that process, there's certain things that we're going to do daily, and I like to be stuck in today. Worrying about what we're going to be, I don't know the ceiling yet, so I can't answer that definitively. I believe in this group, and it's not easy to make the playoffs in this league. Half the teams miss it. But I do think that in time, this is a caliber playoff team.
That is Jim Montgomery. I want to play for you a bunch from Doug Armstrong. He spoke yesterday, and he got a little bit more into kind of the process and the why this decision was made. I think some really interesting things were said, especially when it comes to Drew Bannister, the long-term impact of Montgomery. So we're going to do that coming up in just a moment or so. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Into our final segment today, done a little bit early. We've got Billikens basketball this evening as they are hosting the 314 Classic. Tonight they match up against Quinnipiac as Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr., I should say, Missouri Sports Hall of Famer Earl Austin Jr. on the call. Coverage at 6:45. Things will get rolling at 7 o'clock. Yesterday was the induction ceremony for the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. Earl went in, Jim Jackson, the Cardinals radio network engineer, went in. We'll probably get to talk to him about that coming up later on this week. Anthony Bonner was in, Taylor Twellman in, a lot of really... I'll spend some more time talking about this in the next day or two, because today we only have 40 minutes or so, and we have a coaching change that we've been discussing, obviously. So we heard from Jim Montgomery earlier in the program. Generally, we don't play audio back that's more than 24 hours old, but we don't get coaching changes that often. So let's go back and listen in to Blues General Manager Doug Armstrong. He did address the media yesterday and wanted to just go through some of the things that he had to say that I think are important for fans to hear. And one of the benefits we have of radio, that maybe if you just saw some of the clips on TV yesterday, we can play longer clips and you can get more of an idea of what Doug Armstrong is thinking. So let's go through a few things. First off, Armstrong made it very clear that the decision was made not because of Drew Bannister and his performance, but really it was just because Jim Montgomery became available.
When I woke up Wednesday morning, there was no inclination to make a coaching change. And then when Jim got let go in Boston, it it certainly was someone I've respected, someone I admired, someone I felt had all the attributes to be a long-term coach for the Blues, and it started down that process. So this was more of a an opportunity to get someone of Jim's caliber than anything else. I think the year, you know, we've had to deal with our situations off the ice with some injuries, and everyone deals with that. But this decision was based, I would say, almost 100% on having someone of Jim's caliber become available when, you know, I didn't know that was going to happen.
So when thinking about Montgomery and he gets the 5-year contract, which is obviously a very long contract, I really thought the way that Armstrong views him and his role in the organization moving forward is a really important part of this. And Armstrong talked a little bit about the depth that Montgomery has and the way that he is able to coach different type of players and different age of players and different teams and where they're at in a process, that there's just really a lot of depth to Montgomery's coaching ability.
That I really do believe, you know, can coach this team and also coach the team when it reaches its ultimate level of competitiveness. He's done that. He's worked with younger players in the USHL and in college. Good success in Dallas, good success in Boston. So he's one of those coaches that I really do believe can be with this team now and as it grows. And I think the proof of that is the 5-year commitment, and what you know, one of the things I think is the next part for Jim's career is to get that longevity in one spot. And I talk I look at someone like John Cooper now. He's the standard bearer of what everyone wants to be, a competitive coach year in, year out, deals with different players, deals with players coming and going and finds a way to stay competitive. And that's Jim's next goal, is to stay in St. Louis. And I hope it's for well over a decade. And but we're going to start tomorrow. But as far as Drew, I when I talked to Drew today, it was, it was the situation that we were in, a young coach learning, learning with young players. It wasn't an easy situation for him to walk into. I thought he did a good job. You know, he was making mistakes. We were all making mistakes, and that's how you get better. So Drew was learning as we went on. And as I said, I was more than prepared to go through the peaks and the valleys with Drew until Monty became available. And then it just felt that wasn't, might not be there over the next few years. I didn't know when the next opportunity would come, and I felt it was the right thing for the Blues franchise to get someone like Monty in here when we could.
You talked a couple years ago about going into a, maybe not so much a reboot or a retest. We've got all the, a retool, I should say. That's what they're going through right now. And they're continuing on the pathway that they've been on here for the last year and a half, 2 years. And Armstrong did say that they're still really on that same path. They're in the same spot that they expected to be. But now it's important because they feel like Montgomery can really oversee the entire thing.
Really nothing has changed on that. Like when I think, when we first talked about the retool, we used the LA model, 3-4 years, and we're a year and a half into it. One of the things that we're doing is we're waiting on Dvorsky and Snuggerud and Stenberg and Lindstein. And now Yurchek, like these are 5 first-round picks that we were excited about having. And we're not going to, they get here when they're ready to get here. And what we're trying to do is put a competitive team and do what we did last summer, is go out and try and bring players in without giving up, top picks, top assets to do it, and relying on our veteran players. And so I think that it just, having Jim here now goes back to my previous answer, that I think he can coach a team that's evolving and then coach a team that is evolved and ready to win. And I think that he has that ability to do that. And it reminds me a little bit about when we brought Ken in, over a decade ago, an experience coming into a team that was learning and working to grow. and he was able to maximize that group. And I think that as we continue to learn how to win and learn how to be competitive on a nightly basis, Monty can push us all to get better. And then when we get there, he can take us to the promised land.
I'm going to stop here for a second. We've got more audio to play from Armstrong in a moment. But I do think of everything Armstrong said yesterday, to me, the most important thing that came out was, and I'm not trying to put words in Doug Armstrong's mouth, but if you read between the lines and really listen to what he was saying, no, he was not unhappy with Drew Bannister. He admitted that Bannister was a young coach making mistakes, but they were comfortable with that and him continuing to kind of learn on the job. But it was also, to me at least, it was clear listening to Armstrong that they probably didn't really feel like Bannister was the guy to take them through this entire process. You know, here with a very young team still in the early stages of this retool, he was the guy, but at some point in time, the team would kind of mature, kind of graduate to a level where Drew Bannister wasn't going to be the right guy anymore, and they were going to have to go get somebody. Well, now they can get somebody now who can do this now with this team, but can also can just change the way that they coach to be the right guy for the team when they're ready to compete at a championship level. So I think any thought that Drew Bannister was going to be a longtime coach for the St. Louis Blues, not that anybody was really thinking that, but thinking that was a possibility, to me, what Armstrong said yesterday kind of takes that off the table. And again, this is not a shot at Bannister's coaching, but it was very clear that for Armstrong, if there was any questions in the coaching the team was getting before, those questions are gone now.
Coaching is not an issue. Coaching, if there's an off-ramp of an inexperience, that is no longer there. We have a top level NHL coach, and now it's time for all of us to do our jobs and support him because I know he knows.
So that brings us to what can Montgomery do for this team right now? They have been struggling. They've got a hill to climb to get back into a playoff spot. So the question is there, can Jim Montgomery lead this year's Blues team to the playoffs?
Our record would indicate no, we're not headed to the playoffs. I think our season to date has fluctuated. We're obviously having a hard time on both ends of the special teams and then our scoring goals, and that's obviously not a good recipe to have success. I think, you know, having Letty and Broberg out at the same time is something that you have to deal with, and we've seen growth from certain players. But I think getting those two guys back will help stabilize things. And losing Robert like we did took away from the offense, and it hasn't come back since he's been back. So we have our work to do. We have a lot of things that Jim has to get organized to his satisfaction, and we're ready to move ahead.
If they are going to get better, if they are going to knock down that deficit, if they are going to find themselves into the playoffs, what areas of the team need to get better?
You have to get your power play back up and running into the top, you know, at least to the NHL average point. That adds, you know, half a goal a game or a goal a game, I personally think that we have to play more in front of the net. I think we have to get pucks more to the net, but that's me. That's Monty's job, or to find out how to tweak the offense to score goals. But doing a lot of scouting this year, I realize where goals are scored from, and I believe myself that we try and pass the puck into the net, and JR like to pass the puck into the net, it has to be perfect, and it's a game of not perfect. So I think we have to get more pucks at the net. We have to go into those harder areas, and we have to embrace what the reward from the punishment to go into those areas. So I think directing more pucks at the net and playing in a harder area is going to be important for any team to have success in today's NHL.
Talked earlier about Montgomery and his different stops that he has made throughout the course of his career. Now, this is his third NHL head coaching job, with Dallas, then Boston, and now here with the Blues. And Armstrong was asked, how is he different from who he was when he was in Dallas?
I just think growth, maturity. He's obviously gone through things at the rink and away from the rink that defined who he is today. Going into Boston, you couldn't have had a better start and then a worse ending. All in 1 year, and then how he responded and got that team going again the next year was very impressive. Talking to the people that I know around the league and around his team, he has an even keel. He's ready to push the best players to be the best they can be. But he has a relationship that can make everyone feel important on a team, which is key. So I just think, quite honestly, that you know, every day you gain more experience and you gain more knowledge of the league and of yourself and how to become better. He's a relentless worker, and he's someone that thirsts for knowledge. And you know, he's someone that does a lot of networking in a positive way, trying to get better, trying to learn how to get better, trying to get the most out of his coaches, the most out of his staff, the most out of the players. You know, he and I have stayed in contact over the years. And I always enjoyed talking to him because he made me think. And I think that excites everyone in our organization that we have the ability to work with someone that's at the top of their profession.
Final thing from Armstrong, and I thought this was interesting. The story is out there. I think most people listening to this are probably aware. For Montgomery, he had some alcohol problems. Those alcohol problems led to him getting fired in Dallas. He went into a treatment program. His first job out of that was back with the Blues. I remember reading at the time that he was coming back to St. Louis to be a family man and to be home. And really, St. Louis was the one place that he was ready to sit out a little bit. And the Blues had an opportunity for him as an assistant coach. And he was able to take that job and move forward. It's really a fantastic story all the way around. And Armstrong was asked about the Blues' role in his in Montgomery's comeback to where he is now.
It's not for me to be proud of someone, but I'm very happy for Monty that he took a dark time in his life and made it something very special. Not throw hockey out. His talking to him about his relationship with his family, understanding what's important in life is. It's something that we all strive to be is what he is now away from the rink. And then giving him the opportunity and having him seize that and take advantage of it and take advantage of every day, that's impressive, and we're here to support that. And I give Mr. Stillman a lot of credit. Like when we've had other people in our group, and Mr. Stillman is a great proponent of second opportunities, not blind faith, do your homework, but one mistake doesn't define someone's character. And so I thank Tom for having that outlook, which is special. And then I look at like Monty, who's taken full advantage of that, and now, quite honestly, that is way far in the rearview mirror. Doesn't come up anymore, because it's a battle that he deals with on a day-to-day basis, but it's not something that we talk about because of the great strength that he has now and what he's done since getting back.
That's Doug Armstrong speaking yesterday about Jim Montgomery as he takes over as the Blues head coach. That's going to do it for this edition of the program tonight. We've got SLU basketball on the way next. They match up against Quinnipiac. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr. on the call of the game from Chaffetz Arena. It's on the way next. This has been a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.